Good morning. Well, I was asked if I could keep doing Saturday broadcast after the bonus one last week, and so we're going to give it a try and see how it goes. I do kind of give you a heads up that generally the end of May, I take a week or two break to kind of reset my mind and focus and spend time with God, making sure this is what He still wants me doing. But until then, we'll keep going, and I'll keep you up to date as that mini sabbatical, so to speak, from this aspect takes place. But this is our Saturday devotion and prayer time. And so if you're hearing this on Saturday, May 2nd, I would encourage you tonight here at the Deer Run Church of Christ to have our spring ladies' banquet. The guys are getting together various projects from 3 p.m. to set up tables and chairs, and 4 and 5 to help with some food prep and plating and eventually serving and then clean up afterwards. Ladies, the banquet begins at 5:30. And so, guys, you're invited to come help, and you get to eat too, but the focus is on serving the women, the girls, the ladies of our life. And ladies, come join us, and be glad to have you as we enjoy what I call Tom's not quite famous but typically popular roast turkey breast. As we think about this week, we've been talking and praying all week about life, about walking with Jesus on the road of life, on the road to life. Today we're going to wrap up the week talking and praying, focused in on a sacrificial life. Life exemplified in the greatest way possible by Jesus Himself. In fact, John tells us, 1 John 3, verse 16, he says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." It's that realization that when we care for someone, we're willing to bear their burdens, to carry their loads, to sacrifice so that they don't have to. And sometimes we can't prevent the sacrifice that's required of them, but we can make it lighter. And this sacrificial life says, I'm willing to give up something to benefit someone else. And it really begins as we consider the sacrifice of Jesus that was willing to give up. It says He was not willing to consider equality with God something to be grasped or to be clung on to, but rather emptied Himself, taking on the form of a bondservant, being made in our likeness, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And as the Apostle John lifts that up as the example as to why it's so important for us to learn this sacrificial life, he says the lives of others ought to be more important to us than our own life. Now, it's not saying that we have to run around doing crazy things, risking our life, just for the fun of it. Some people enjoy those types of activities. He's talking about stepping in, giving of yourself in a way that's costly, because someone needs it. We live life. Parents often understand this better than most people, but we forget it. Our small children will do anything to keep them safe, to provide for them, to mend their broken bodies, their broken hearts. Our love is willing to lay down our own life. If only our children could be whole, could be well, could be safe. And God's desire is for us to take that same energy and consider our brothers and sisters in Christ, the family that's, well, our extended family. And we're not so sure about that. Our children may or may not deserve it, but they're ours. We give them the benefit of the doubt. We're responsible for them. We look at someone that sits across the room in church with us, and we're not nearly as sure. What does it look like to live this sacrificial life towards them? It looks like love. It looks like time. It looks like understanding. It looks like listening. I'm in no way saying that this sacrificial life means I give to everyone who asks. Depends what they're asking. I use wisdom, discernment, gifts from God to consider, is the ask what's really needed? Or is it covering up what's really needed? But it requires a sacrifice of time. Love is costly. Not because it costs us chocolates and roses and diamonds and gifts of all kinds. But it costs us the one thing that's well, of limited supply. And that's time. We can't earn more of it. We get what we get. And a sacrificial life looks beyond the, it includes the material stuff of this world, but it looks beyond the material stuff of this world and considers the soul of others. How much of my time am I willing to give so that they would walk in relationship with Jesus? How much of myself? Well, I've got things I want to do. I've got things I need to do. I have things that my family wants me to do. I have things my family needs me to do. I only have so many hours in a day. What gives? And I can't map out that time schedule for you. But I can remind you, as I remind myself, that God's will is that no one would perish, that all would come to repentance, How can they know unless someone tells them? Unless someone gives of themselves in love and shares Jesus, the greatest gift of all. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us the greatest sacrifice in giving your Son Jesus to do what only He could, to pay the penalty for my sin. And in so doing, He calls me to love like He loves. So God, today I pray that you would help every one of us to grow in this sacrificial life. Well, it may be a sacrifice of resources, of money, of stuff, but help us not to stop with that. Perhaps not even start with that, but help us to understand a sacrifice of life, of time, of listening, of involvement. May we be willing to invest in others with those very gifts that you have put in our life. As we encounter people, people in our family, people in our church family, people in our workplace, in our community, in our school, wherever we're at, help us to see them as you see them. Help us to love them as you love them. Help us to grow in this sacrificial life. And in so doing, may we lift up Jesus in all of it so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.